get affiliated.
Pay attention.
Listen closely and turn it up.
Yeah. 888 Shade 45, man. No Hands. Biggest record
great,
out.
Great record. I love this. Great record, man.
Where y'all at tonight in D.C.? Where y'all going to be at?
B's a nightclub, man. Capri Styles going to be in the building. Mac Main, Kool & Dre, man. All the stars. Half of Team USA going to be in there. Like, you know, it's going to be a great night.
Hey, that's real big, man. You got your radio on? Turn your radio down, man.
Who, me?
Yeah, you got your radio on?
Nah, it ain't me. I'm in the boiler room at the shoe store.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because I rock with y'all like that.
Nah, I appreciate it. Now, listen, I had hit you yesterday to do the interview, and I was like, I knew you had your shit going on, and then today I wake up, and this Kid Cudi Complex article comes out. Now, my niggas in the studio, you know, they're not necessarily on the internet all the time, so they haven't seen it. So I just want to read to the people a little of what Kid Cudi was saying. Now, Complex asked him about his drug usage, and he said, I started doing cocaine to get through interviews because people wanted to know a lot about my personal life, and I wasn't prepared for 60 minutes every time. I was doing bumps, and I was able to get through the day, which, you know, bumps is like, you know what I mean, up his nose. I would smoke weed to calm me down. It was the only way I could get through. So then they mentioned, they said, speaking of Wale, when you hit that fan, it's your show. He came out with a line saying, throwing round wallets like the dude that Kid Cudi hit from the Thank You freestyle. Right. So Kid Cudi goes on to say, it wasn't a shot. It's just a simple-ass rhyme by a simple-ass rapper. You can't let that shit phase you. That's what those raps that just shows you the world, that shows the world that you act. Blase, blase, why would you use a metaphor? Everybody want to be Hov. Do you care to comment? And I just want to get this out the way.
I mean, it is like it's a line, you know what I'm saying? Freestyle, it's like, you know, I could use your name for a metaphor, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just a rap music, you know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't with no malice out of it, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It's a line. That's what rappers do. We make lines, you know what I'm saying? 9 out of 10 rappers wouldn't take that as a diss.
Well, I don't take it as a diss because the nigga really did hit the fan, like he, you know what I mean. And the other thing I thought about was there was another situation I think you had with somebody in the audience as well. So it's not like you wasn't thinking the nigga was crazy for what he did.
Absolutely, really. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I like to like. Sometimes I'm in King of Diamonds, and I like to throw my wallet around. You know now, what I'm saying? I like to throw around wallet sometimes. It's just a line, man. This is all in good fun, but. You know, like now, as I'm growing as a man and as an artist, you just see what you got to do and how you got to carry yourself and how you got why you keep your circle small. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know, I appreciate it.
I mean, and then you know the nigga goes on to say, I don't even talk about Kanye. That's my homeboy. They talk about Kanye like they boss bosom buddies with the nigga talking about I be in Hawaii. Shut the fuck up. Why you go tell everybody everything? Then people like Wale get mad that Ye ain't give him no beats.
I mean, like I said, man, it's all—it's obviously something behind all this, you know.
I tell you what's behind it. That same shit that might have been behind Soulja Boy and Cat Stacks.
Hey, I don't know, man. I mean, like, you know, Ye's a good dude or whatever, but like, I don't recall like making like too much of an effort. You know what I'm saying? To work with anybody, like I'm trying to rock Nation. There's great producers, man. There's science. I got my guys from DCBKS. Like, it ain't really all that deep. You know what I'm saying? It's not deep like that. Like, this ain't 2001, but a producer is end all be all. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just think it's just some part, people know my hot head. You know what I'm saying? I've been a hot head in the past, but you know, it's a change of scenery, man. This is the new DC, man. I'm out here enjoying my birthday weekend, enjoying the people in my town, and that's what it is, you know?
Nah, that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful
thing.
And
the love is in abundance like it's never been before. And I'm truly blessed, man. I can go to Atlanta and work with whoever I want. I just did a jump with Yo Gotti. You know
crazy.
What I'm saying? I plan on doing some more shit with Walker now.
Crazy.
You know, the love is in abundance over there, man. And I'm just where the love is, you know?
I was going to say, a lot of people might not know. You down here a lot. You're in the A. Every time I turn around, you're hosting a party somewhere, getting busy.
Absolutely. So you got a lot of A, man.
My nigga Wale, man, happy birthday. Shout out to everybody in town. You know, Mac Man said he was going to check in a little bit, so I know he's out there getting it in. Make sure he get on the phone, man. And if you're in the DMV area, tell him where they need to be tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Ibiza tonight, man. D.C., you know what I'm saying? We had Ibiza tonight. We had Love with Trey Songz tomorrow. And Sunday is the finale at K-Street Lounge.
Shout out my nigga Quicksilver. Quicksilver going to be rocking with you somewhere?
Absolutely, man. And Quick, shout out Quick, man. One of the first people in D.C. to start playing No Hands, man. I appreciate that.
Nah, that's big, man. I can't wait to see how that record respond when y'all perform it tonight. That's fucking crazy. I'm here, my nigga. When you get back to town, let's get to work.
My man, let's do it. I appreciate you, dog.
All day. We about to go in on some records, man. You know what I mean? Wale, DMV area. Everybody stand up. 8 of they shave 45. Let's go.
Get affiliated. Pay attention. Listen closely. And turn it up. Yeah!